I'm Linda Brownson, and I farm in Wentworth, New Hampshire, on the western slope of the White Mountains.
We're here in San Antonio at the NACD annual meeting where we have a chance to visit with you. Tell me about the farm.
Well, it's a historic farm, 230 years old. It was built in 1782 by General Absalom Peters, who fought in the Revolutionary War. Yes, and he was educated at Dartmouth, as was his son, who was a renowned theologian. So it has a lot of historic significance, especially because it was part of what was considered the governor's reservation in New Hampshire, land that was given by King George III to the governors in New England who were loyal to him.
Oh, my gosh. With that history background, does that add to taking care of it?
It absolutely leads to that, yes. I feel that that's such a part of the land. And you still see signs of it even on the land, you know, with the old stone walls and the big old oak trees that you know were left for a couple hundred years. And yes, it's very much a part of it.
This is a tree farm.
Yes, it is, and it's a farm that is managed for wildlife habitat. So we put in place practices that benefit the wildlife. Different successional stages, shrubland. We have created a kind of moving mosaic of land types.
You're also able to use it as a demonstration area.
Yes. We like to encourage other landowners, our conservation districts, to manage land for wildlife, even if they're managing it for other things. And we find the best way to do it is to show them rather than reading about how do you do it, actually taking them to the farm, saying, this is what you could do. And we find it's much more effective.
Linda, when you look at that, what are some of the challenges of moving in that direction for someone that's interested?
I think one of the challenges is, first, it's not really profitable. It's something you can do in addition to other things, in addition to agriculture. I think you have to have a love of wildlife and getting people. Another challenge is getting people to actually cut trees, because part of that successional habitat work for wildlife is that you have to do some cutting, and that's good, you know. So I think that's one of the hardest things, because a lot of people think cutting trees is bad.
You are involved in conservation at not only the local, state, and national level. I guess my question is, which came first, your involvement in conservation organizations or your involvement with the wildlife habitat on the farm?
My involvement came as a result of my wish to manage the land for wildlife, because I started writing up a forest stewardship plan, which was organized around wildlife habitat, and I enlisted the help of organizations and agencies such as the University of New Hampshire Cooperative Extension, NRCS, Natural Resources Conservation Service, various agencies asking for help. How do I do this? Calling on those resources. And the more I interacted with them and they came out to help me, then they drew me in. So it really was that first.
Yes. So since being involved in the organization side of conservation, has that allowed you to incorporate other practices on the farm?
Yes, it is, because I'm constantly learning. I'm just constantly learning being in this network, and I'm able to implement lots of what I learn onto my land.
When we sat down to begin the interview, I mentioned that I had a feeling that your conservation practices are much different than the part of the country where I'm from in the Eastern Corn Belt in the Midwest.
Mm. Yes, I can only imagine. First of all, we have lots of trees. We're now, I understand, the most forested. Up until this year, we were the second most forested state in the country after Maine. Now we've reached the most forested, I think about 89% forested in the state of New Hampshire. Plus we have, it is the Granite State for a good reason. It's very rocky, and we have the White Mountains going right up through the middle. And so the terrain is not always favorable to farming.
Was your part of the country, New Hampshire, impacted by Hurricane Sandy?
Yes, it was, to a lesser extent than our neighbors to the south. But yes, it was. We had lost a lot of power, mostly because we're forested, and those trees come down during storms. And so we had a lot of trees down on our farm, which I'm still cleaning up.
So did conservation practices help ease some of the damage?
Yes, especially along the agricultural land on the valley to the west of us. Riparian buffers were a big help, you know, and also non-till. We're very big on no tillage, and we've done a lot of crimping and rolling and practices down there, and all of that cover has helped mitigate some of the effects that might have happened.
So without that, the damage could have been even more extensive.
Certainly it would have.
You were telling me that agriculture is really starting to grow in New Hampshire.
Yes, it is growing phenomenally. I'll just give you one statistic. I don't know a lot of statistics, but farmers markets, for example, which is a reflection, has grown 625% since 1994. And now we even have winter farmers markets in New Hampshire.
So who are these people that are coming in and wanting to be involved?
They are consumers who are wanting to know where their food comes from, who want to buy locally. They want to know, they see these farms in their area, and they want to buy from them. They want that direct retail. I think people are getting much more savvy about, you know, what's good for them in food, and they've decided local foods grown organically or however is good.
Are these folks coming in with an understanding of what's available from a conservation standpoint, or is there an educational opportunity here for folks like you?
This is a big educational opportunity because we find that they are not very knowledgeable about that. And we want to get them into the fold, so to speak, before they start practices that are damaging to the environment. So we are actually very active in reaching out to them in order to get in right at the beginning. And it is challenging because there are a lot of regulatory obstacles. There are some laws that are not favorable to small and beginner farmers, so we're trying to fight to change those regulations.
Take a moment, if you would. We mentioned that we're here in San Antonio at the NACD annual meeting. What the value of a meeting is to someone like you?
I would say my biggest value is in networking to find out ideas about projects that have worked that we can use in our state. And, of course, it goes both ways. We can share some of ours as well. We have a different set of circumstances, but we still can learn from people in different geographical locations.
If there was one thing that off the top of your mind that you're taking home from this meeting, what would it be?
Taking one thing, I think it's just the raising my awareness that even though we have different issues in the different states, we are also aligned in what we want to do in conservation and helping the land and helping people help the land. That even I was having lunch with someone from Utah. They have very different issues from us, but still we have that overarching, you know, agreement and goals of what we want to achieve in conservation.
And just one other question. I want to go back to the very beginning, talking about the history of your farm. Mm-hmm. When you walk out the back door in the morning and look out over the forest and understand what the history is, mm-hmm. What goes through your mind when you think about all of that?
I have to say I am always moved. I am always moved. I never stop thinking about that. It just strikes me as soon as I go out because I see these old stone walls with lichen growing on them that's been growing on there for hundreds of years. And I see rock piles where the farmers who came there had to clear their fields in order to grow something. Those rock piles are still there. It's just constant reminders every time you go out the door.
If walls could talk.
Yes.
Thank you so much for taking a few minutes to visit with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.